Folks, it's Pastor Brandon coming to you live from Siloam Springs, Arkansas, with another Fishers of Men video broadcast. And it's good to be here tonight. And tonight we're going to be continuing our faith series from Hebrews chapter 11. And we're just sort of going to go through, all of chapter 11 and potentially even the whole Bible. And we're just going to take a look at the great men and women of faith. And so last time we talked about Father Abraham and his faith, and we're going to still talk about Abraham, but now we're going to kind of sort of shift over to Sarah, his wife, and how she had faith. And so we're going to be, this is still Abraham's family. And we're going to kind of, I'm just going to kind of just show you, we're just going to read a couple of verses. Well, we're going to read a couple, I'm going to read a verse or two, and then we're going to go into Genesis. And then we're going to read about Sarah and how the Lord told Sarah that she was going to conceive and bear a son named Isaac. And so we're going, and Isaac is the promise. He is the child of promise, which means that it would be through Isaac and through Jacob or Israel that Israel, the nation Israel, will be birthed out of. Okay, so we're gonna be taking a look at Sarah and her faith. So if you have your Bibles with you, please turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, and I'm just gonna continue reading on from verse 1 through the verses that we're going to through the verses that we're gonna stop at, you know, just to kind of get some context here. So if you have your Bibles, Hebrews 11 verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go on out into a place which he should go after, should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Now this is going to be our text. This is going to be our text. Okay? Our text is going to come from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 11, and we're going to read through all the way down to 16. We're going to actually read up to 17, but we're going to read 16 as well. It says, through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Amen. So, we see that through faith, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. Okay, Sarah was of old age. Okay, Sarah was past her time to conceive and bear children. Okay, she was way up in age. But God made a promise to Abraham that his wife will bear a son. And that the name of their son would be Isaac. And it'd be through Isaac that he would have two sons. Okay? Esau. And Jacob. Okay, Esau and Jacob. Okay. Now, we have to back up here for a second. Now, Abraham did actually go in unto his wife's handmaid, Hagar, and she bore a son named Ishmael. Okay. Now, the thing about Ishmael is that God didn't choose Ishmael because Sarah didn't conceive and bear Ishmael, okay? That was her handmaiden. And we're going to read about that today. Okay? But Ishmael is not the son of the promise, okay? Isaac is. That is why God had chose Isaac over Ishmael. Okay, now, so with that said, I want us to turn with me to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 4, verses 19. Okay, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Okay, what does that mean? The deadness of Sarah's womb. What it means, again, is that Sarah was she was past age to conceive and bear a son. Okay? But Abraham had so much faith, okay, he didn't consider that. He believed that his wife Sarah was going to bear a son. Amen? And that's what she did. That was a miracle. Okay, that is a miracle. Amen. So, that's now. With that said, let's go all the way to the beginning again. Let's go to Genesis. Genesis chapter 17. Genesis 17. Genesis chapter 17. We're actually going to start in verse 1. On here, I have it on verse 15. But let us start in verse 1 because I want us to get some context here. Okay? Now, it says here, and when Abram was 90 years old and 9, okay, 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. Okay, so we talked a little bit about this last time, so let's kind of recap that for a second. So I mentioned on how usually almost always when there is a name change in the Bible, it will typically signify salvation. Okay, so when a saved person gets born again and when they go home, Jesus promises us that he'll give us a white stone with a new name written on it, and only we will know, and only we will know our new name. Okay, so a name change is really signified salvation. Now, we also talked about how Abraham, God had made Abraham a father of many nations. Okay, he didn't say on a father of a nation. He didn't just say a father just of Israel. He said a father of many nations. That includes Jew and Gentile. Okay, so if you're watching this and you're born again and you're spirit-filled, you are a child of Abraham, because Jesus said if you were the children of Abraham, you would have done the works of Abraham. You know what the work, you know what I believe the works of Abraham are? First and foremost, it's faith. Amen. If you were the children of Abraham, you would have done the works of Abraham, which is done by what? Faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Amen. So we see that Abraham is a father of many nations. Now let's continue on. It says, I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee. Okay, we see, it doesn't say a nation of thee. It says nations of thee. So multiple nations. Amen? Whether Jew or Gentile. Okay, I will make nations of thee. Kings shall come out of thee. Okay, by the way, that I believe is a prophecy of what was going to take place with Israel and possibly other Gentile nations, on how there were kings that were set up. Now, not every king is born again. There were wicked kings and there were good kings, okay? So, but we see, I think this, that could be a prophecy of what is foretelling about Israel, okay? Because Israel had kings, okay? Now, in verse 7, it says, And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee and their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. Okay, you know, I also think, here's the thing. I think when it says seed, I don't think it really talks about not just physical seed, but also spiritual seed, okay? Because if you believe on Jesus Christ and you put your faith and trust in him, you are the child or you are the seed of Abraham because of faith. Amen. So it says, for an everlasting covenant. By the way, everlasting covenant. That is a covenant that is everlasting and will not die out. Amen. So let's continue on. And it says, And I will give unto thee, and to thy seed after thee, the land wherein thou art a stranger. Okay, now that's, I believe, is talking about Israel. Okay, the actual physical seed of Israel. Okay, now thou art a stranger all in the land of Canaan for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, Thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. This is my covenant which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised, and ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generations, He that is born in the house or bought with money of any stranger, which is not of thy seed. And let's stop for a second. Let's think on that for just let's just think on that. Okay? And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generations. He that is born in the house or bought with money of any stranger, which is not of thy seed. We've been bought with a price. And it wasn't with money. We've been bought with a price. The Lord Jesus Christ paid that price in full with his life. Amen. We're not the physical. See, us Gentiles, we are not the physical seed of Abraham, but we are the spiritual seed of Abraham. I don't know. That's a thought that still needs to be tweaked out a little bit, but I'll think on that for a little bit. He that is born in thy house, and he that is bought with thy money, must needs be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. Because again, we see it's an everlasting covenant. Okay, now and the uncircumcised man, child, whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He hath broken my covenant. And God said unto Abraham, okay, now remember, okay, now we're going to get into Sarah now. Now, let's read on here. And God said unto Abraham, as for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. So we see that in chapter 17, Abram and Sarai both got a name change. Abram became Abraham and Sarai became Sarah. Amen. So let's continue on. And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Okay, so we see that Abraham is a father of many nations, but Sarah is a mother of nations. Okay, so it's not just saying one nation. Okay, many nations. Amen. Kings of people shall be of her. Okay, so we see that what God had told Abraham, God is telling Abraham something very similar about his wife, Sarah. Okay, she's going to be a mother of nations. Kings will be of her. Amen. Now then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? So we see that Sarah was 90 years old. So she's way past her time. God said she's going to bear a son. Amen. Now, and Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. You know what's interesting? God had a name already picked out for their son. God said, you shall call his name Isaac. You know, it's interesting. I'm not an expert on picking and choosing baby names because I'm not even in that arena. I'm not married. I don't have kids. I don't have a wife. I don't have any of that. But something I want to just challenge you with is For all those women that are expecting a child, well, actually, all those parents that are about to have a child, whether a boy or a girl, have you ever considered praying to God about the name of that child? Have you prayed about that? I think sometimes when married couples, when a husband and wife are expecting a child, I think the last thing they ever do is pray on what that name should be. In my opinion, I think that a couple should pray for the name of their child, because there might be a name that God has already picked out for that child. And I know He has. Okay? So, my challenge to you, all you married couples that are expecting kids, my challenge to you is pray and seek the Lord to see what that child should be named. And ask the Lord to lead you in that, to lead you in that decision of that. Because without God, without the Lord, we can do nothing. We need His leading. We need His guidance. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but you know, just take it and think about that and just consult God. Amen? So anyways, but we see here that God had a name picked out for their son, and it was, and God said that they should call him Isaac. Okay? Now, here's what it says. And it says, I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant. Okay, we see it's an everlasting covenant. It's a covenant that is everlasting. It doesn't end. There's no end to it. It's everlasting. It's forever. Okay? An everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. As for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. So, we see here, you know what's really interesting? Isaac would be a Hebrew, okay? Ishmael would be a Gentile. So we see here that Abraham, that God was right in what he said, that he would make Abraham a father of many nations, not just a nation. But we see that there's two things here. The future Hebrew nation of Israel and the Gentile nations. You know what? Because you know what God just said? He said, and as for Ishmael, I've heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. So you have both Hebrew and Gentile. Okay? And that should show you whether you are a Jew or a Gentile, if you put your faith and trust in God, you are a child of Abraham because of faith. Amen? So, but my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year. Now listen. Okay, the covenant was not to be extended to Ishmael, though God did bless Ishmael. Okay, but the promise that Sarah had was the promise of Isaac. Okay, now, and he left off talking with him, and God went up from Abraham, and Abraham took Ishmael his son, and all that were born in his house, and all that were brought with his money, and every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin, and the selfsame day as God had said unto him. And God was 90 years old and 9 when he circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael his son was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And the selfsame day was Abraham circumcised. and Ishmael his son, and all the men of his house, born in the house, and bought with money of the stranger, were circumcised with him. Amen. So, I want us to continue on, because this story continues on. We're going to actually go into chapter 18. And I want us to go, let's see here. We're going to start in verse 1, okay? And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre. And he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed himself toward the ground, and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree, and I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye your hearts, after that ye shall pass on. For therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, So do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah, and said, Make ready quickly three measures of fine meal, and knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran unto the herd, and fetched a calf, tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk, and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, Where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee, according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of woman. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for she was afraid. And he said, Nay, but thou didst laugh. And the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. Now, I want to stop right there. There's a whole bunch of stuff in there I want to just get out, all right? Okay. So, first of all, you have these three visitors that come before Abraham. I believe that one of the people, one of the three men that came, was Jesus Christ in human form. Okay? And here's why I say that. Let's go back and read it. Okay? It says, And Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, Nay, but thou didst laugh. So one of these men knew that Sarah had laughed within herself. And the only one that I know that is able to know everything within a man or a woman in the heart is the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, these other two visitors, I believe, were angels in human form. And by the way, the Apostle Paul, he says that we need to show hospitality, for some have entertained angels unaware. So, here's the thing. I believe that's what happened to Abraham. He gave hospitality to these three men, and without knowing it, he entertained not just the Lord himself, but he had entertained two angels. He served two angels. Amen? Here's the thing. This is why we need to be careful. This is why we need to give hospitality to others. Why? Because you could be giving it to an angel and not even realize you have. Amen. All of us need to do that. All of us. So we see here, but it's really interesting. Okay, it says, and the men rose from thence and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. Okay, you know who was in Sodom around this time? It was Lot. Lot was in Sodom. Okay, and Lot was in Sodom. Now, I want us to continue forward. I want us to go to chapter 21, okay? Genesis chapter 21. Genesis chapter 21, verse 1, it says, and the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. So we see that Abraham and Sarah were very, very old. They were getting up in age. Now, if you think 100 years old was old, you know, I'll tell you what. Having to live 960 years, that's old, okay? I mean, Abraham was a young pup compared to 960 years. By the way, I'm getting sidetracked, so I apologize. But if you want to know the oldest living man ever to live in our history, it was Methuselah. He lived to being 960 years old. Amen. But anyways, let's get back. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. And she said, who have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the very thing was grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And God said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of thy bondwoman and all that Sarah hath said unto thee. Hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Okay? And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. Now, between Ishmael and Isaac, okay, Ishmael and Isaac are half brothers. Okay? Ishmael was the son of Abraham, okay? And God said that he would make him a great nation because he is the seed. He's a physical seed, okay? But the promise was not to Ishmael. The promise was through Isaac. And God took Isaac, and he had two sons. He had Esau, and he had Jacob. And God took Jacob, and he bore 12 sons. And those sons have begun Israel. Isaac was the promised one, not Ishmael. However, God still blessed Ishmael and gave and made him a great nation. But he was not the son of promise. Isaac was the son of promise. Amen. Let's continue on. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder and her child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. And she went and sat down over against him a good way off, as it were her bow shot. For she said, "Let me not see the death of the child." And she sat over against him and lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, "What aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation." And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. And God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. Okay. And he dwelt in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took him a wife out of the land of Egypt. Now listen. So we see that Sarah had faith. Though she kind of chuckled at it and said, how can I? Okay. But Sarah believed, I believe there was a part of Sarah that believed that God, what God had told her would come to pass. And once Isaac was born, okay, she knew that his son would be the promised son. Amen. Listen, I love you guys. I know that was kind of a short lesson. And but here's the thing. Okay. I want you guys, with everything that I've said, okay, I want you to take everything I said and you match it against the word of God. Okay. If what I said does not match with the word of God, then let God be true and every man a liar. And if I'm wrong at something, I pray and ask that the Lord will show me where I'm wrong. And one of these days, I will have to stand in judgment and give an account to everything I said and did in this body, which will either be an addition or subtraction of rewards. Okay? Here's the thing. But if I'm right, then I pray that God will show you what I'm talking to you about. Amen. And just as Abraham had faith, so did Sarah. Sarah and Abraham both had faith. Amen. So, listen, I love you guys. God bless you. I do want to say something real quick here. I got a little distracted yesterday, so I seemingly wasn't able to speak clearly. But now, since I'm not as distracted, I would like to just kind of repeat myself from what I repeated yesterday. So as some of you may know, I feel that I would like to do something to help promote the sermon audio, the sermon audio ministry, and wanted to do some cards. And so what I'd like to do, and I just kind of want just to be fun about it, I kind of want to put a, I hate to use the word contest, but I'd like to maybe put this out there to see if there's anyone that's interested. If there's anyone that's really good at graphic design, or has an idea for a card to help promote the sermon audio ministry, or a specific design, if you're on Facebook, I would love to see some designs that you may have, that you have ideas of, that I could maybe, that if you're willing, I'd like to use. But if you're on YouTube, it might be a little bit harder. But if you go to Sermon Audio, any ideas would be best if you would email me those ideas, because that might be, it would obviously be a better choice than just, you know, hearing on the phone. But if you, if you're interested in maybe helping me with design, please let me know. I would like to try to make this as professional looking as possible, and I'm talented, but I kind of like to open up to any ideas that someone may have. And, you know, just, I would like to just get the word out and just, you know, let people know that that's, you can also see my videos on there as well. So, but if you have any ideas, feel free to contact me or in any way, you know, either, you know, on, I don't know, on Facebook, message me, private message me, or message me or whatever, whatever works for you. It doesn't matter. Sermon Audio, please email me with any ideas. And YouTube, I'm not quite sure how to deal with YouTube yet, so just kind of bear with me till I figure something out. But anyways, with that said, that's all I have for today. I want you guys to pray for me for tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to be doing Pastor Brandon Live, and that's going to probably be it for the week. So pray for me on that. And the Fishers of the Men, we're just going to continue talking about faith, and we're just going to continue talking about just the great men and women of faith in the Bible. Amen. So pray for me on that. Pray for a message for tomorrow. Pray. Just keep me in prayer. Please keep the videos in prayer. Please keep the ministry in prayer. And please, pray. Just pray that God will have His way and will. Amen. So with that said, this is Pastor Brandon. I'm signing off for the evening. God bless you. You have a great, great Thursday. And if the Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow. I love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless. Bye.